is moving along right away here. Number seven, we've got another matter that I hope we've had a good discussion so we don't have to have the same discussion, but it's a good discussion. As Jim said, discussion of possible action on selection of fixed income investment management services. Richard Holman with the Bonner Group.
All right, this is the other part of the BlackRock portfolio, the fixed income portfolio. As you know, we changed their overall objective from core down to intermediate, and quite frankly, when that was done, along with their core results prior to, which in a falling interest rate environment really increased their overall return, they look pretty good. But against the other options that are out there, I'm not so sure that they can stand up. There are a couple of things that I put in here, one of which I asked for Vanguard short-term investment grade to be included because it has the shortest duration of any of the managers, and if we are, in fact, worried about rising interest rates, that could also be a consideration, even though the longer-term results don't look quite as good as some of the others. If I could get you to turn to page 2 and 3, there's not a lot of difference, but in fixed income returns over that time frame, but some which would obviously do better than others. And the Metropolitan West Intermediate Bond Portfolio comes out on top over that particular time frame. And that works out very, very well. And over the same time frame, second comes out as the Richmond Intermediate Aggregate for the full 8-year time frame. The BlackRock portfolio stacks up fairly well, and quite frankly, you may say, well, if we weren't going through this change, we'd just kind of keep it, and that could definitely be the case. But given what's happening with the overall contract and everything, I think it'd be a good idea to move on. The 6 years and 2 quarters is the longest time frame we have for BlackRock, and you can see that their results are pretty much in line with everybody else. The Vanguard short-term investment grade, because it is the shortest duration over this time frame, had the lowest return in a falling interest rate market, and Metropolitan West had the best return over that time frame. And as I said earlier, the Richmond Intermediate Aggregate was second. They're all very good fixed income managers. And here again, we're looking at intermediate and or a little bit shorter duration because of the rising interest rate environment that we very well may see coming around over the horizon, whether it's a year from now or 2 years from now. One would expect that there's more risk with rising interest rates than there are with falling. If I could get you to turn to page 6, which shows the volatility of the various portfolios over the last 6.5 years. The portfolio with the least amount of volatility was the Richmond Intermediate Aggregate, and the portfolio with the most volatility was the BlackRock Fixed Income portfolio. And that volatility primarily due to the fact that the first part of this time frame, it was benchmarked to the aggregate versus the intermediate aggregate, so it did have a little bit higher volatility over that time frame. Upside, downside capture. The best place to be, if you can do it, is over in that north side, northwest quadrant, from the standpoint of on page 7. Over the last 4 years, far and away the best portfolios in MetWest, and then the second best portfolios of Richmond Intermediate Aggregate. When you look at the first 4 years of the mutual time frame, we basically have the same thing that's happened here again. Richmond Intermediate Aggregate is in the northwest quadrant, and in the northeast quadrant, a little bit higher volatility, but higher return than average, is BlackRock, Agincourt, and the Metropolitan West portfolio, which had the best return over the long time frame. And the least volatility, quite frankly, and somewhat of lowest return over those time frames is that Vanguard short-term investment grade. Here again, I don't know that there's a lot to be gained right now from the standpoint of upside in fixed income.
No, probably more important to try to keep them getting drowned when they start raising interest rates.
That's right. And quite frankly, if here I would almost recommend a combination of portfolios, since it is in the mutual fund area. We don't have any big minimum that a separate account manager would manage, and maybe put some in that Vanguard.
You're saying short term, mix it with some short term, some intermediate, or
right? Well, the Vanguard has like a 2.2 year duration, so it's not really short term. But within a couple of years, it would replenish itself in a rising interest rate environment, and from that point forward, you'd be participating with higher interest rates, whereas the others may be like 3.5 or 4 years to recoup.
And this is the Metropolitan West Intermediate Bond?
Yes.
Is that the right symbol for that? The MWIIX, or should it be MWIMX? I can't find that. Let's find the other ones.
Well, I think you may be not be able to find it because it's an institutional portfolio.
Not retail account.
Okay. And I was going to take a look and see if...
Is that about $10 share value, $10.68?
Don't. Okay.
You just have performance on there.
Right. And I, you know, the one thing that's missing on there, and I should have noticed it and asked them to put on there, are portfolio minimums.
Yeah, this is the institution.
Most institutional portfolios have a $1 million minimum. Some have $5 million minimums, but those are somewhat negotiable if you've got within the context of the stuff you've got. If you've got $50 million with a fund, they'll sometimes lower those minimums for you. They have to walk it through, but they will do that.
Are there any minimums on any of these that you recall?
Oh, almost all institutional portfolios have some sort of minimum on.
This one's got 44 basis points as fees, I'm sure.
Right. From the standpoint of their fixed income, MetWest carries a little bit higher than normal fees, but they've had higher than normal results, too.
Minimum initial and subsequent investment requirements. It says $3 million. Subsequent $50,000.
Okay.
Our current fixed income portfolio with BlackRock, y'all may know this, is just right below $6.4 million.
Okay.
As of June 30th. Again,
so that's plenty.
Another 6 weeks later, I'm not sure where we are. 6 weeks later, it was right about that.
Yeah, their fees are, management fees are 35 basis points. Then they have distribution fees 9, other expenses 0.06 for a total of 41. No, wait, that's a different fund, excuse me.
Which one? 44. It's 44 basis points.
Minimum 3.
Your advisor, what do you advise us?
Here I would like a combination of Vanguard short-term institutional investment grade and the Metropolitan West intermediate fund.
Split it.
Both of these have bonds in the low triple B category. MetWest has almost 10%.
Right.
What's the exposure? The headline other than pension plans not being funded from municipalities and governmental entities, right? Usually embedded in that story is the potential for municipal bankruptcy and that type of thing. Single B and double B bonds usually suggest to me that somebody's about a payment away from being in default.
Right. Most of what you're going to get in the return, all of what you're going to get in return from fixed income basically is the coupon or yield on the portfolio over time. I mean, the ups and downs of interest rate market will just, give you a little bit of volatility, but at the end of the day, you basically are going to be collecting those coupons or interest payments you've been receiving.
This argument, if I may interrupt you, as far as our investment in this particular type of instrument, this type of intermediate, shorter fixed income, it's very difficult. Now I get more like Bill now that, we're paying 44 basis points before we start. And the market, if you look at the market return for a lot of these instruments, they're buying. That's about what it is in some cases. And I'm like, Richard, what point do we just go out and buy the instruments directly ourselves? And we've already saved 44 basis points.
You can do that. I can't do that for you. But if you wanted to select individual bonds.
But see, here's my point. It's kind of the Berkshire or the Buffett argument on these investment mutual funds, that they will be glad to manage your fund for you. But you're still going to get what the market gets for you. They might beat it. They may not. But you know you're going to spend 44 basis points for that possibility. I have mutual funds in my portfolio. They seem to do okay. But when the market goes down, the value of my mutual funds go down. And, in today's monetary policy, we've got to stop and say, we're only making 1%, less than 1% of all these instruments that they're buying. And we've seen it with BlackRock where they're getting paid and we're getting about what they're getting paid. So we're both... We own the money, but they make as much as we make, and that's just that's an injustice to the portfolio for return basis.
Well,
that's the whole Warren Buffett argument is that you get down to a point where why would you pay somebody to give you what the market's going to give you anyway? And so this one is even more so the argument.
Well, the Metropolitan West yield to maturity right now is 4%. The Vanguard short term is 2.7%, and their fee's 11 basis points.
But that 4%, it's coming from triple B's and junk bonds.
Well, you're paying the manager to place money in companies that they consider credit worthy. That's what you're leaning on, them to do. And just because a bond is triple B doesn't mean they're not credit worthy. Versus AAA. And quite frankly, something that's BBB has a much better opportunity of going up than something that's AAA from the standpoint of...
That's the only way you got.
That's the only way you got. So you can't do anything but get downgrades.
I guess we, talking this out, making these decisions today, we don't know if they're going to be good ones until... a year or two after we've done it. Leroy, your comments on this? What to do?
2 years.
One question. Do we violate our investment policy statement with the B?
No, this particular, we would if it was.
We're buying it individually.
If it was Brazos River Authority, we couldn't buy it. But this is within the retirement plan, so it's different. So it's not under the Public Funds Investment Act restrictions.
I'm inclined to kind of go along with what Richard's saying. The short term aspects of the Vanguard make sense. Maybe we need to stretch a little bit, trying to get a little bit more yield with one of the active measures, if that's a good analysis. So.
Okay. Now, from the standpoint of return within, the fixed income area, Metropolitan West has done a phenomenal job over the latest market. The Vanguard short-term investment grade has done a very good job in that little bit shorter. So it's short to intermediate, and Metropolitan West really is in the intermediate space.
What is their yield? What's their average duration?
The average duration of the Vanguard is 2.2.
Okay, but
and West. Metropolitan West is 3.1, so there's about another year of lag there. From the standpoint of rising interest rates, you'll get hit harder initially in the Metropolitan West. The Vanguard Fund should hang in there a little bit better, and it will replenish itself within 2 years.
Okay, we... any other questions or comments about which direction to go on the investment manager's evaluation report for intermediate and global fixed income? Do we have a resolution?
Let me ask one question real quick. There's another element to this
that
we haven't gotten, which is the global on the back half of this. We've also got another potential search for a different kind of
this.
A fixed income that has global, that has international.
This is a movement towards more diversification in the fixed income portfolio. From that standpoint, what I would like to do is see the overall assets kind of diversified into a larger opportunity set, and that's in the global area, where the manager handles or selects investments both in the U.S. and out of the U.S. as to where the opportunities best present themselves. Over long periods of time, these managers have had significantly better returns than just somebody that's handcuffed into the U.S. And quite frankly, have had better returns than somebody that's just external to the U.S. because they can move between the markets at appropriate times. You get a little bit more volatility, there's no doubt about that. But there are diversification characteristics that come along with it. And I think over longer periods of time, trying to gain a little bit of additional return into the trust, that this could be an area that would help do that.
One of the comments I've heard in that regard is that the premium does not justify the additional risk at this point. That's just general comment.
I don't know. You don't know what the additional quote unquote risk is. That's all incumbent on the manager knowing where he wants to put the assets. In general, I would say that if you wanted to go and say, okay, we're going to add an international piece in here, I would think that may be that may be the case. But here we're talking about adding something that a manager can go both ways with it. Now, let me also say that if for some reason there's a hesitancy to do this, there's nothing that says, hey, we got to do this right now. This is just introducing the additional factor of trying to add additional diversification into fixed income.
Okay.
That's
And historically, you can see some of those, results, because if you look at the 5-year numbers, they're very, very good numbers, and out over trying to get everybody in the same ballpark, 8 years and 3/4, very, very good numbers.
And they're liquid too.
Yeah.
So we can liquidate them on any.
Well, it may be the 90-day hold on this,
after a while.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Richard, is there any duplication in the sense that it's a global fund, so it has domestic fixed income in it too, right?
That's correct.
So we've been talking about domestic over here, so it's like how much domestic do they have that is there any duplication with their domestic and one of the other firms we were just talking about is domestic, or is that
That's hard to tell, but there probably would be. But I will say that the general tendency of global managers tends to be more on the government side than the corporate side. So that would not be an overlap, because the ones we were really looking at were basically credit types of managers.
Okay, do you have a recommendation for a mix of what we would do with this today?
From what I'm hearing is that maybe this is something we ought to table till the next time and see about adding diversification at another point in time, which is fine. I do know that all of these managers have done good jobs over long periods of time. I do like Templeton, and I do like Brandywine. I think both of them have done very, very well over longer periods of time. I think PIMCO tends to be a little bit more volatile, but also has very good long-term results.
Okay. Well, consensus, Leroy, to the table?
All right. Yeah,
I mean, would that be your recommendation? Because it's with right now. This money is with.
We
got to get it out there.
But that's what we're. The first one was really the initial recommendation to move from BlackRock. This is further diversification. If you wanted,
just taking that pool of money and putting another slice.
Right.
It would be like for like. BlackRock's been in domestic fixed income.
Right.
But what we would be doing here is same market, different manager. Yeah.
The first portfolios we talked about that way, this would be an additional diversification, something a little different.
You recommend we move this today?
I think I'd recommend that we wait and talk about this at the next meeting or some other time. But, well, it appears to me, just listening, that this seems to be a little bit confusing, the process of moving out of BlackRock.
So we stay with BlackRock on the...
No, they won't have any BlackRock
global.
Do we?
No. No, maybe I misspoke.
It's 6.6 million, somewhere around that level.
Right.
That's all domestic bonds. This is taking that 6.6 million and saying, hey, we're going to take a million of it and put it in the global market.
Right.
It'd be like if you took some of that and you could split it up however you wanted. You could put some of that short term and you could put two to it. You could put two to it and two if you wanted. I don't know.
This resolution, if I read it properly, though,
I just wrote it, and we can certainly modify it. I created two resolutions there. The assumption that we might pick two managers, but you can one for a domestic manager and one's a global. But
if we did a piece,
we can certainly change that. I just wrote that way to allow for sort of the flexibility.
But I really think, don't we need to get out of BlackRock?
Absolutely.
Okay. Get us out. And the first part of the resolution would move us totally out of BlackRock.
Right. Into
which and you problem? Don't have to do the same one. You didn't
like the life. You can same market. So different.
That would be the first ones we talked about, what the Vanguard fund? Investment Gray, or Vanguard.
Okay.
That's the Vanguard and the
ticker symbol.
And Metropolitan West would be pretty much like to like.
But then the next meeting, we could look at the fixed incomes portion of the portfolio alone, see what those two, the Vanguard and the MetWest, do. And then this is an option to
further diversify
within that segment of our portfolio.
That's right.
Got it.
So consider the second portion to be information.
But we have a resolution.
So we're talking about, and I'm just looking at the first paragraph, to execute an agreement with, we're talking about two, to execute it with Vanguard short-term investment grade and Metropolitan West intermediate bond. And based on a 50-50, is that what we're talking, is that what y'all are saying?
Yes.
Approximately 50-50. That it basically would be approximately.
There may be some limitations on one or the other with the dollar amounts.
Right.
What you're doing there is just
moving.
What's your duration?
It would be slightly lower with the combination of Vanguard in there, but it would be about the same.
Okay, well, that's
slightly lower.
BlackRock right now, if you blend the two?
If you blend the two, it'll be slightly lower than BlackRock.
Okay, so we have the resolution. John, would you read it with those two?
Okay.
As close to 50-50 as our advisor can get it?
Yeah. Okay, let's see if this works. The following resolution is presented for consideration by the Retirement Committee of the Bradshaw River Authority for adoption at its August 13, 2012 meeting. Be it resolved that the Retirement Committee of the Bradshaw River Authority authorizes the General Manager CEO to execute an agreement with Vanguard Short Term Investment Grade and Metropolitan West Intermediate Bond in approximately a 50-50 split to provide domestic fixed income investment management services to the retirement plan for employees of the Bradshaw River Authority and Princeton's plan, with the agreement containing such terms and conditions consistent with the investment policies of the plan and in the best interest of the Bradshaw River Authority.
And we're not doing anything with the second one.
Okay,
we've heard the reading of the resolution. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Leroy Bell makes the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Jim Forte. Please call the committee, please. Call the
Chairman Simmons?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Fisher?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Wheelis?
Yes.